भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय।
न च मम तानि कर्माणि निबध्नन्ति धनञ्जय उदासीनावदासीनम् असक्तं तेषु कर्मसु। O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral.
译文：达南加呀，所有这些活动都束缚不了我。我与这些物质活动永远是分开的，仿佛处在中立者的位置上。
One should not think in this connection that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no engagement.
人千万不要以为至尊人格守神从来都不活动。
In his spiritual world, he is always engaged.
他在他的这个灵性世界里，他始终是忙忙碌碌的。
In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Atmaramasya tasyasti prakritya na samagama. He is always involved in his eternal blissful spiritual activities, but he has nothing to do with these material activities.
在这个 Brahma 赞里头就说了，他呢始终在忙于从事他那些永恒极乐灵性的活动，但是呢，他跟这个物质世界里头的活动没有任何关系。
Material activities are being carried on by his different potencies.
这个物质的活动呢，它是由各种各样的那个不同的能量所进行的。
The Lord is always neutral in the material activities of the created world.
在这个被创造的物质世界里面，至尊主始终是保持中立的，在从事所有的物质活动当中。
This neutrality is mentioned here with the word udasina vat.
那这个它的中立呢，这一点在这个梵文里头叫 udasina vat。
Although he has control over every minute detail of material activities, he is sitting as if neutral.
就是说，他即使是一直就是在所有的物质活动当中，他都是在控制着、保持中立的。但是呢，他始终就是中立的。
The example can be given of a high court judge sitting on his bench.
那么我们可以举一个例子，就是在高等法院的那个法官坐在那个法官的位置上。
By his order, so many things are happening. Someone is being hanged, someone is being put into jail, someone is awarded a huge amount of wealth, but still he is neutral.
这个高等的法官，由于他发的命令呢，有很多事情都在发生。有的人呢就被绞死了，有的人呢被放到监狱里头，有的人呢就赐予他很多很多的财富。
He has nothing to do with all that gain and loss.
但是他始终保持中立，他跟那个得失没有任何关系。
Similarly, the Lord is always neutral, although he has his hand in every sphere of activity.
所以呢，同样的道理，尽管就是说他的能量各种各样的活动都在发生，但是他始终在保持着中立的状态。
In the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Vaishamya Nagrinyegna. He is not situated in the dualities of this material world.
在那个 Vedanta Sutra, 就是 Vedanta 经里就说，他不在这个物质世界的二元性或者是相对性当中。
He is transcendental to these dualities.
他完全超越这个二元性和相对性。
Nor is he attached to the creation and annihilation of this material world.
他也从来不会就是说依附这个物质世界的创造和毁灭。
The living entities take their different forms in the various species of life according to their past deeds, and the Lord doesn't interfere with them.
那这个生物呢，他们就是说按照他们过去的所从事的那些活动，他就是得到一个又一个不同的身体，而至尊主呢，跟这些都完全没有关系。
Mama Ganatimarandasya Ganandanasamakaya Chaksho Unmanitamina Tasmashi Gadadayamaha Mukam Turoti Vachalam Pongam Mangaya Tegani Yatripa Tamaham Maneshi Gunandimatamaha Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains a lot about himself.
在国家梵歌当中呢，这个至尊主 Krishna 对他的自己，他做了很多的解释。
Most people do not understand who is God.
绝大多数人都不明白什么是神，谁是神。
Bhagavad Gita Krishna explains that it is very rare for a person to understand.
在这个博迦梵歌当中，主 Krishna 本人就说了，很少有人能够真正的了解他。
He says, out of many thousands of people, hardly one will endeavor for perfection.
他说在千百万人当中，很难有一个人追求完美。
And of all of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
那这个达到完美的人当中呢？很多人当中很难有一个人真正了解他。
So it is very difficult to know Krishna.
所以说要了解 Krishna 实际上是非常困难的一件事情。
Because Krishna cannot be known unless he reveals himself to his devotees.
因为除非 Krishna 向他的奉献者揭示他自己的话，那别人是了解不了 Krishna 的。
It's like last time we were explaining how Krishna's material energy covers the living entity to make them forget.
就像上一次我们在上一次的课里解释的 ，Krishna 的能量呢就蒙蔽住这个生物，让他们完全遗忘。
We were explaining how Krishna says that if anyone sees anything separate from me but sees it of value, then it is his material energy.
那我们也解释过，这个 Krishna 就说了，任何人如果在这个物质世界里头看到有什么东西是非常有价值的，但是呢跟 Krishna 没有关系的话，那么实际上这个是物质能量在起作用。
Similarly, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakashasya Vishya Yoga Maya Samavita. He says, I am never manifest to those who are foolish and unintelligent.
这个 Krishna 他在国家梵歌里就说了，他永远不会对那些个就是愚蠢的没有智慧的人去揭示他自己。
For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, Yoga Maya.
他说他被他的这个永恒的内在能量所遮盖着。
So the whole world does not know me, who is unborn and infallible.
所以说正因为如此呢，整个世界都不知道我就是 Krishna 实际上是不经出生就存在的，而且是永不犯错永不坠落的。
So Krishna cannot be known by our own efforts.
因此呢，仅仅靠我们个人的努力，我们是了解不了 Krishna。
Krishna can only be known if he agrees to reveal himself to us.
只有当 Krishna 同意去就是向我们揭示他自己的时候，我们才能够了解他。
That is the nature of the Lord's material energy.
这个是至尊主的这个能量的本气。
It's like here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is revealing himself to Arjuna.
就像在这个博迦梵歌里一样， Krishna 他向 Arjuna 揭示了他自己。
He's giving instruction about himself.
他呢就对关于有关他自己，他给 Arjuna 讲述了很多很多的教导。
And because Arjuna is a devotee of the Lord, Krishna is inclined to reveal everything to him.
由于这个 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的奉献者，因此呢 Krishna 打算把自己的一切都向 Arjuna 揭示出来。
In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this chapter, first verse, Krishna tells Arjuna.
在这个这章节第九章的第一节诗里，这个 Krishna 就告诉 Arjuna 说，
Idam tu te guya tamam pavakshami anusuyave gyana vigyana sahitam yad gyatha moksha se shubhat. He says, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart you this most secret wisdom, knowing which you shall become relieved from all the miseries of material existence.
在这一节诗里，至尊人格守臣就说了，我亲爱的 Arjuna, 因为你从不嫉妒我，所以我要把这绝密的知识和觉悟传授给你，你知道这些后就会摆脱物质生活的苦难。
So Krishna told Arjuna, because you are not envious of me, you accept me that I am God.
所以说 Krishna 就告诉 Arjuna 说，因为你不嫉妒我，你接受我，你承认我是神。
Because you are my devotee,
因为你是我的奉献者，
I will reveal myself to you.
那我就会把我自己的一切给你揭示出来。
Later in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told Arjuna,
在这个后面第十一章，这个博迦梵歌第十一章的时候， Krishna 又告诉 Arjuna 说，
He says, this form that you are seeing before you cannot be understood simply by studying Vedas.
就是说，他说你现在所看到的我的形象，不是仅仅通过研究伟达经典就可以了解的。
Nor simply by executing austerities.
也不是光是通过从事苦行就能了解的。
Accepting vows.
啊，就是通过发誓去遵守誓言也了解不了。
Performing Vedic sacrifices.
啊，就是这个举行伟大的仪式也不行。
He says this form that you are seeing before you cannot be understood in this way.
他说，就是说你现在所看到我的在你面前的形象，通过上述的这些方法，你都理解不了。
He said only by undivided devotional service can they be understood as I am.
他说，你只有通过做纯粹的奉爱服务，为我做纯粹的奉爱服务，你才能了解。
And you can thus see me and understand me standing right here before you.
嗯，他说那个，他说只有那样，你才能够就是说了解我，而且面对面的这样看到我。
Only then can you enter into the mysteries of understanding me.
而这样的话，你才能够就是说真正的了解我的奥秘所在。
So Krishna is a mystery for those who have no devotion.
所以说呢，对于那些个一点没有奉爱之心的人。Krishna 始终是一个谜。
Why? Because Krishna does not reveal himself to them.
为什么会这样呢？因为 Krishna 他不向这样的人去揭示他自己。
Just like in the material world, a similar example.
就像在物质世界里，我们举个例子来说。
If there's a very famous person, a very wealthy person.
就是有一个非常著名的、非常有钱的人。
Does one simply reveal all his confidential activities to simply some stranger?
他这样有钱、这样有名的人，他会把自己所从事的各种各样的活动都展现在那些个陌生人的面前吗？
No, he's a big, powerful person, wealthy person.
不是的，他是非常强有力的人物，他有势力的人物。
He doesn't reveal everything confidential about himself simply to some stranger or to people he does not know well.
他不会把自己所从事的一些秘密活动都揭示给那些个陌生人呢，或者说他根本不了解的人。
Therefore, when one becomes confidential friends, then he will tell them something about himself.
但是呢，如果有人成为他的亲密的朋友的时候，他才会把自己的一些秘密告诉给。
He'll say to his confidential friend, "Look, I'm going to tell you something, but please don't tell anybody else, okay?"
他就会说了，哎，好朋友跟他的这个好朋友就说了，我现在要告诉你一些事，但你可千万不要告诉他人。
I'm telling you because I have to tell somebody.
我之所以要告诉你，因为我必须要告诉某些人，告诉一些人。
I need to share with this with somebody, but please don't tell anyone.
啊，我想要就是说把这些跟一些人分享，但是我跟你说了，你可千万不要跟他人讲。
So Krishna reveals his confidential pastimes, his confidential truths about himself to those who are devotees.
所以说呢，同样的道理 ，Krishna 就把他的所有从事的一个秘密的活动、机密的活动，只揭示给他的那些个奉献者。
Because devotees are very confidential to Krishna.
因为奉献者就是跟 Krishna 的关系非常亲密。
For the non-devotees, Krishna cannot be understood.
但是呢，对于非奉献者来说 ，Krishna 就是一个谜。
Just like a wealthy person, again another example.
就再举这个例子，就是说是一个有钱人。
A wealthy person, he may not have many friends.
这个有钱的人，他可能没有很多的朋友。
Because he's thinking that why is this person becoming my friend?
因为他就会想了，为什么这个人要当我的朋友呢？
Is he becoming my friend because he likes me or he likes my wealth?
他当我的朋友是因为他真正喜欢我这个人，还是喜欢我的钱呢？
So he's very, very careful of who he makes friends with.
所以他非常非常小心跟谁交朋友。
He doesn't want to become confidential friend with somebody who simply only.Becoming his friend because he actually wants his money.
嗯，他绝对不会想跟那些个仅仅是为了得到他的钱而成为他的亲密的朋友那样的人去交朋友，他不会想。
Thinking this person doesn't really care about me, he cares only about my money.
嗯，他就会想说，这个人实际上真正他并不关心我本人，他关心的只是我的钱。
So he's very careful with whom he'll make friends.
所以他非常小心的交朋友。
Similarly, Krishna is.He is the possessor of everything.
同样的道理 ，Krishna 他拥有一切。
It's described here in this verse that Krishna is creating this entire material world.
那这里面就解释说，实际上这个药指里刚才解释说，整个的物质世界都是 Krishna 创造。
He is Bhagavan, means one who has all opulences in full.
他是这个 Bhagavan, 意思就是说完全的拥有那六种财富。
He is most wealthy.
他是最富有的。
He is the most beautiful.
他是最美的人。
He is the most famous. famous.
他最有名吧。
He's the most strong.
他最有力量。
He's most intelligent.
他最有智慧。
He's the most detached.
他最气绝。
That's Krishna.
这就是 Krishna.
So, who does Krishna reveal himself to?
那 Krishna 他会向谁去揭示他自己呢？
Only those who love Krishna because he's Krishna.
就是向那些个仅仅为了爱 Krishna 才爱他的那些人才。
Not because they want something from him.
而不是向那些个想从他那儿要东西的人去揭示他。
But because they know he's Krishna, they want to please him and serve him.
那些个人就是那些奉献者，因为仅仅知道他是 Krishna, 所以就是想去取悦他，想去为他做服务。
How does Krishna reveal that?How does Krishna reveal that to them?
那 Krishna 他怎么会向这些个奉献者去揭示他自己呢？
He reveals that to them when, when they are serving him with love and devotion.
当那些个奉献者怀着充满爱心为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的时候，这个时候 Krishna 就会向他们揭示。
Just like Krishna tells Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita.
就像这个 Krishna 在这个在这个薄伽梵歌当中告诉阿尔朱那说。
He says, if one offers me leaf, flower, fruit, and water with love and devotion, I will accept it.
他说，如果一个人满怀爱心的给我供奉一点水、一片叶子、一个水果，我就会。
Why does Krishna want to accept it?
为什么 Krishna 要接受这些呢？
It's already his.
本身所有的一切都是他创造。
Why would he take it?
为什么他还要去接受这些东西？
You think he's interested in some leaf?
你们是不是认为他就是对一些叶子感兴趣呢？
All the trees and entire creation are growing by his power.
啊，所有的这个树在他的创造当中，凭借他的力量都在成长。
What does a leaf mean to Krishna?
那这个一片叶子对 Krishna 来说有什么意义？
He creates unlimited universes throughout creation.
他在整个他的创造当中创造了无数的宇宙。
Who possesses everything throughout creation? And who possesses everything throughout creation?
啊，就是说他这个 Krishna 他是拥有这个创造当中的一切啊。
What does a fruit mean for Krishna?
所以说那一个水果对 Krishna 又有什么意义呢？
Flower or water.
啊，一朵鲜花，还有一点点水，对 Krishna 来说有什么意义
？So Krishna doesn't need any of these things.
实际上 ，Krishna 并不需要这些东西。
They already belong to him.
这些东西本来就是属于他的。
Krishna says, if you offer it with me with love, I will accept.
但是 Krishna 说了，如果你怀着爱心供奉我这些的话，我就会接受。
Why does he accept?
他为什么要接受呢
？Because it's mixed with the most wonderful ingredient, which is love.
因为这个是怀着充满了爱心给他准备的礼物。
It's the love that Krishna wants to accept.
实际上，真正 Krishna 要接受的是那一份爱。
Therefore, when we offer something to Krishna, it's not that Krishna needs it.
所以说，我们一定要知道，无论我们向 Krishna 供奉什么，不是因为 Krishna 他需要这些。
It's the sign of our love to him.
这个是我们向他表达爱的一种方式。
It's natural if you love somebody, you want to give them something.
也就是说，如果我们爱一个人的话，自然而然的我们就想送他一些东西。
So Krishna says, if you give it to me with love, I want to take it.
所以说 ，Krishna 就说了，如果你怀着爱给我这些，我就会接受。
Just like Balad Maharaj gives an example in Srimad Bhagavatam.
就我们举个例子，圣典薄伽瓦坛的那个里面讲的那个 Balad Maharaj.
He says if someone is standing in front of a mirror.
他说如果有人站在这个镜子前。
And they decorate their face.
他们就是给自己脸上化妆。
So do they have to decorate the mirror too?
他说是不是他们也要去给这个镜子上画呢？
No, reflection is already decorated.
而实际上不需要，因为那个镜子里头的影像，你在化妆的时候，镜子里的影像也就化上妆了。
So similarly, when we give something to Krishna,
同样的道理，当我们给 Krishna 一些东西的时候
，we benefit.
实际上是我们自己得到。
Automatically, we benefit because we've given it to him because of love.
因为我们是充满了爱给 Krishna 的，因此最终是我们自己得到利益。
Krishna.He doesn't need it.
实际上 ，Krishna 根本不需要这些东西。
But he sees the love, and therefore he wants to accept.
所以，只是因为他看到了我们的那份爱，所以他才接受我们的礼物。
So Krishna reveals confidential truths to those who offer, to those who see him with love.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 就是说向那些个对他充满了爱的人才揭示自己的秘密。
Hey, Manjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena, as Lord Brahma describes in his Brahma Samhita.
这个 Brahma 这个四面佛 Brahma 在他的那个 Brahma 赞 Brahma Samhita 里就解释说
He says that Krishna can only be seen when one's eyes are anointed with the salve of love of God.
他在这个他的这个经文里就说了，我们什么时候才能快看到 Krishna？ 只有当我们的眼睛上涂上了爱的眼膏以后，我们才能看到 Krishna。
He reveals himself to those who awakens love to the Lord within their heart.
他向那些个这个把就是心中的那个爱唤醒了，对他的爱唤醒了的人去揭示他自己。
But what is the first sign of that love？
那么这种爱的首先的那个表现是什么呢？征象。
Because love is not something cheap.
那个爱可不是一个廉价的东西。
It's not something that we can just simply say, "Oh, I love Krishna."
啊，不是那种说哦，我爱 Krishna 就可以了。
Before we love Krishna, first we have to be obedient to him.
这个在我们爱 Krishna 之前，我们必须要先服从他。
Something? Huh?
No.
Okay. First there is obedience, and then love comes later.
我们先要服从他，然后那个爱就会随之而来。
Sometimes when people hear that, they say, "Well, I just want to love without having to be obedient."
有的时候有人就说了，我只想爱他，但是我不想服从他。
Because it's natural, we want to do what we want to do.
因为这很自然的，我们想随心所欲的做事情。
That's natural. Everybody wants to do what they want to do.
这个很自然，就每一个人都想就是按照自己的意愿做事情。
But the difficulty is although we try to do what we want to do, we still can't become happy.
但是呢，问题就在这个地方。尽管我们想要做我们想做的事情，但是做了以后也没有变得快乐。
Because there's so many things we have to do.
因为有那么多的事情我们必须得做。
Why there's so many things we have to do?
为什么有很多事情我们不得不做呀？
Because we're not independent.
因为我们实际上并不是独立的。
We're dependent on light, we're dependent upon air, we're dependent upon water.
啊，我们要依靠光，要依靠空气，要依靠水。
Right? We're dependent upon so many necessities of life.
啊，这个生活里头的很多的必需品我们都离不开。
And if we just do what we want to do,Then what happens?
那如果我们仅仅想要随心所欲的做自己想做的事情，会发生什么事呢？
Then we find ourselves we don't have what we need.
那我们就会发现，我们所需要的东西我们得不到。
But sometimes people try to simply break the laws of the material world and break the laws of God and try to simply steal.
或者是呢，有一些人他们仅仅想要就是说打破这个大自然的法律，就是说不去爱 Krishna 只是去偷。切他所拥有的一切。
But everything belongs to God.
但是一切都是属于神的。
If we simply take for ourselves without performing sacrifice, then we will be thieves.
如果我们仅仅就是没有任何的牺牲精神、奉献精神，只是想自己去享受这些的话，那我们就是跟贼没有什么区别。
This is just like in the material world. If somebody simply takes what he wants, but he makes no payment, he's punished.
就像在这个物质世界里也一样，他一个人他看到他喜欢的东西他就拿走，然后不付钱，那他就要被抓起来。
Similarly, if we simply take what we want and we don't offer something again in return, then we'll also be punished by the laws of nature.
同样的道理，在这个大自然里面生活，如果我们仅仅就是享受所有的物质的这些设施，拿自己想要拿的东西，而不把一些回馈回去的话，那我们就会被惩罚。
Therefore, we are not independent.
因此，我们实际上并不是独立的。
We cannot simply be happy by our own will to be happy.
我们并不可能就是说仅仅随心所欲的做事情，我们就能快乐。
Because we're not God.
因为我们不是神。
Only Krishna is independent.
只有 Krishna 才是独立的。
Only Krishna can do what he wants to do.
只有 Krishna 他才能够做到他想做什么就做什么。
Because there's nothing that Krishna has to do.
因为实际上 Krishna 他没有什么责任义务要履行。
Because everything belongs to him.
因为一切都本来就属于他。
Everything happens according to his will.
一切所发生的一切都是按照他的意愿在发生。
He doesn't need anything.
他不需要任何事情。
We need something. 是
我们需要，而不是他需要。
But what is it that we need more than anything else?
那我们最需要的东西是什么？
We need to love Krishna.
我们需要爱 Krishna.
That is the greatest need.
这个是我们最最需要的东西。
If we simply work very hard simply to get other pleasures in life,
如果我们仅仅是辛辛苦苦的工作，然后在这个生活当中试图的去享受一些快乐的话，
As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, one will become entangled in the reactions of his work.
那这个 Krishna 在薄伽梵里就解释说，这样的人就会被他所从事的活动和他的工作所束缚住。
Krishna says, Yagyata kama nonyo cha loko yang kama bandana. He said, work performed as a sacrifice unto the Supreme Lord.Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work will bind you to this world.
嗯，实际上在薄伽梵歌里就说了，这个工作必须是要把它作为一种对这个 Vishnu 至尊主 Krishna Vishnu 的奉献而去做，否则的话就肯定会被他所从事的工作活动束缚住。
Therefore, performing your prescribed duties for his satisfaction.
因此，当我们履行这个职责的时候，是为了让他满意。
And that way you will become unattached and free from bondage.
那只有这样，我们才能够，就是说，不再受这些的束缚。
Now we are bound.
现在我们是受束缚的状态。
We're bound by the laws of nature.
我们现在呢，就被这个物质的法律所束缚着。
We want to be happy, but still so much anxiety and distress comes without asking for it.
尽管我们追求快乐，但是呢。还是有那么多的烦恼啊，痛苦啊，我们不想要，我们没有要的，它就来了。
Why does it come? We're not asking for it.
为什么我们既然没有让他们来这些痛苦，他们为什么还要来呢？
Because we are bound and we are not independent.
因为我们是被束缚的状态，我们并不是一个独立的状态。
And Krishna says, just depend on me.
那 Krishna 就说了，只要依靠我就好了。
If you depend upon me, I will protect you.
如果你依靠我的话，我就会保护你。
Just depend, and everything that you do, just remember me and depend upon me.
你做一切事情就要想着我，记着我，然后依靠我去做。
Offer the fruits of your work to me.
啊，把你这个工作的成果呢奉献给我。
Offer your love to me.
把你的爱献给我。
And I will satisfy all of your necessities of life.
那我就会满足你所需要的一切。
We just have to learn how to become dependent upon Krishna.
我们现在唯一要学的就是要学习怎么样，就是依靠 Krishna.
Therefore, first we have to practice by being obedient to what Krishna is telling us to do.
正因为如此，我们才需要一开始先要被训练，怎么先服从 Krishna 告诉我们该做的事情，我们去做。
Krishna says, "Just you simply do this, and I will deliver you from all sinful reactions."
Krishna 就说了，你只要简简单单你就做这件事情，我就会把你的所有的恶报全部清除掉。
Think, no, I want to do it my own way.
那我们就说了，不，我就要按我自己的方式做。
I want to love Krishna without having to surrender to Krishna.
啊，我想要爱 Krishna， 但是就是不要去投靠服从他。
I want to serve Krishna by doing what I want to do for him.
我要为 Krishna 做服务，但是必须要按照我自己想做的方式为他去做。
But that's not service.
但这个就不是服务了。
Service means doing what the object of service wants you to do for them.
真正服务的意思是那个你服务的对象，他想要你做什么，你为他做什么。
Prabhupada once gave the example: if I ask for a glass of water, then you bring me a glass of milk.
就像圣帕帕德他举了一个例子，是我想要一杯水，结果呢，你就给了我一杯牛奶。
You're thinking, oh, this milk is better than water. Certainly, Prabhupada would be happy with milk.
啊，那我们想说哈，这个牛奶肯定比水更好了。那我给他端过去以后，这个帕帕德肯定更高兴。
No, but I've asked for water. I want water. I didn't ask for milk.
但是人家帕帕德要的是一杯水，他要的不是牛奶。
If I wanted milk, I would have asked for milk.
如果我想要牛奶，我就会要牛奶。
So similarly, Krishna wants our love.
那同样的道理 ，Krishna 想要我们的爱。
So first, before we can love Krishna, we have to be obedient to Krishna.
所以说，在一开始我们能够爱 Krishna 之前，我们先要学习怎么按照 Krishna 说的话去做。
And by following Krishna's instructions, then gradually we become free from bondage.
我们通过按照 Krishna 的教导去做，我们就会逐渐的摆脱束缚。
And then we become happy in this world.
然后在这个世界里就会变得非常快乐。
And then Krishna reveals everything to us, what is beyond this world.
然后 Krishna 就会向我们揭示所有一切，这个超越这个物质世界之外的一切，向我们展示出来。
He shows us what he is doing eternally with all his eternal devotees.
他向我们展示，他跟他的那些个永恒的仆人们都在从事永恒的从事一些什么活动。
Krishna is simply enjoying.
Krishna Krishna 他实际上就是在享乐。
Krishna doesn't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Krishna 他不需要6点钟起来早上然后去工作。
Of course, Krishna goes out to the pasturing grounds with his calves and cowherd boyfriends every day.
当然了 ,Krishna 每天早上就会跟他的小伙伴们带着牛到牧场上去。
But that's his enjoyment.
但是那个是享受啊享乐。
That's how Krishna is enjoying eternally.
这个是 Krishna 永恒的享乐的一些活动。
He's enjoying with his eternal friends in the spiritual world.
他在这个灵性世界里和他那些个永恒的朋友去享乐。
He's enjoying with his lovers, he's enjoying with his parents.
他跟他的那些个所爱的人啊他的父母啊享乐。
As we said the other day, that everything in this world is simply a reflection of the reality of the spiritual world.
就像我们前一次讲课说的，这个物质世界里头的一切，都只不过是灵性世界的那个真正的一些实体的一个影像而已。
The difference is those relationships in this world simply cause so much anxiety and suffering.
唯一的区别就是说，在这个物质世界里头里面的我们人和人的各种各样的关系，所造成的结果就都是烦恼啊、痛苦。
Whereas the relationships in the spiritual world are eternal, full of love.
而这个在灵性世界里面的那些个关系呢，都是永恒的极乐。
So Krishna simply wants us to come back home, back to Godhead.
所以 Krishna 他唯一需要的，他就是要求我们能够回到他身边，回到我们原本的家。
He wants to reveal everything to us in the spiritual world.
他就会向我们展示所有的在灵性世界里的一切。
But if we want to know, we can't do it simply by our own efforts.
但是呢，我们不可能仅仅靠我们自己的努力来达到这一点。
We have to learn how to depend on Krishna for everything.
我们必须学习怎么样，所有的一切都依靠 Krishna.
Therefore, these teachings of Bhagavad Gita are given to us to teach us how to become dependent on Krishna.
所以说，这个薄伽梵歌的整个的教导，就是在教导我们怎么能够所有的一切都依靠 Krishna.
Krishna instructs and then he reveals more and more.
那个 Krishna 他首先先是教导，然后他就是揭示的越来越多有关他自己。
Just like he's given these instructions to Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
就像他在这个薄伽梵歌里给这个 Arjuna 的教导一样。
And then Krishna revealed to him his beautiful form.
然后 Krishna 就开始向 Arjuna 展示他自己的美丽的形象。
Arjuna saw universal form.
Arjuna 看到了他的宇宙形象
then he saw forehand Krishna.
然后看到了这个 Krishna 的四臂形象
then Krishna stood there before him with two hands.
然后 Krishna 又以两臂的形象站在他的面前
revealing his personal form to Arjuna.
他向 Arjuna 展现了他的个人的原本的形象
so that Arjuna could fully understand Krishna's glories.
所以的让 Arjuna 能够完全的明白 Krishna 的荣耀
But if we try to understand Krishna by our own efforts alone,
那如果但是如果我们想要就靠自己的力量去了解 Krishna 的话
then Bhagavatam explains it is like beating an empty husk of wheat to get grain. It is like beating an empty husk of wheat in order to get some grain.
Grain.
There's no grain inside.
Yes.那个就如果我们想靠自己的力量去了解 Krishna 的话，那《薄伽瓦坛》里头就举了一个例子，他说这样的努力就像我们在打那个，我们知道那个谷子，把它打完了以后已经是空壳了，然后我们还在上面打，能打出什么来呢？没有东西。
The only thing that we get is our hard work.
那唯一我们得到的就是拼命努力的工作去打那个空谷壳。
But there's no grain, there's no nothing inside.
但是那个谷粒已经不在里面。
Similarly, we try to know Krishna without love.
那同样的道理，如果在不爱 Krishna 的情况下，就想要了解 Krishna 的话
，we simply get our hard work.
我们就是拼命的努力，就是仅此而已。
But if we add that ingredient of love,
但是如果我们加进爱的因素去努力
，then Krishna becomes more and more inclined to reveal himself.
那 Krishna 他就会越来越多的向我们展示他自己。
So we have to learn to depend on Krishna.
所以我们必须学习要怎么样的依靠 Krishna.
Prabhupada once told once a nice story.
帕帕有一次讲了一个很有意思的故事。
He told a story about when he was a householder.
他就讲说他有他那时候还当居士的时候。
He was riding on the train with his young son.
他就跟他那个儿子就是在坐火车。
So they got on the train and then the train left the station.
那当坐上火车以后，那个火车就驶离了这个站台。
And the conductor of the train he came over to
Srila
Prabhupada and his son.
哦，那那个就是车上的列车长啊什么的，就来到这个这个啪啪的儿子面前。
And he said to his son, "Give me your ticket."
他说你把你的票给我看一下。
And Prabhupada's son said, "I don't have ticket."
那啪啪的儿子说我没票。
And the conductor said to him, "You don't have ticket?"
那这个列车长说你没票吗？车票没有。
Get off the train.
你下车。
He was playing with his son.
他在跟他的儿子玩。
But he had a very serious look on his face.
开玩笑，但是他的表情很严肃。
Because the train was moving, it already left station.
那那个火车已经离开了那个站台了，正在开呢。
And the conductor was telling him, "If you don't have ticket, you must now get off train."
那个列车长就说了，你现在如果没票的话，你现在就下车。
So his son got very, very scared.
他的儿子就很紧张了，害怕了。
And then all of a sudden he looked.And he saw Prabhupada.
突然他就扭身就看到了帕布帕他爸爸。
And then all of a sudden his whole face changed.
一旦他看到自己的爸爸的时候，他整个脸就变了，这个儿子的脸就变了。
Had big smile.
就是灿烂的就笑起来了。
And he said to the conductor, "It's okay, he's my father."
他说这没问题，他是我爸。
All his fear went away.
也就是说他所有的恐惧一下就
Why did his fear go away?
他为什么他的恐惧没有了呢？
Because he remembered his father was right there.
因为他记起来他爸就在他旁边，他怕什么？
All his fear immediately went away.
马上害怕就没有了。
My father will take care of him.
我爸他就会所有的一切就都照顾了。
Because he has firm faith, his father will always protect him.
哎，他就是说这个儿子他对父亲他的这个有绝对的信心，他的爸爸会照顾他。
Similarly, that's how we have to work in this world.
所以说，我们同样的道理，我们在这个物质世界里也要学习这一点。
We have to always remember that Krishna is always there.
我们要永远记住 ，Krishna 他始终就在的。
And if we simply depend upon him.
如果我们依靠他的话。
And perform our duties in this world as Krishna has described them to us in Bhagavad Gita.
就是说，按照 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里给我们描述的应该履行的职责。
Then all fear will go away.
那所有的我们的恐惧就都。
Sarva dhamma pratityajah mami kam saranam raja ham tam sarva papibhyo moksha shami ma suchaha. Krishna says, "You simply abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me, and I will deliver you from all sinful reactions."
Krishna 这一节著名的诗里就说了，你放弃一切宗教啊，你只要皈依我，我就会保护你，去除所有的恶报。
Masucha, do not fear.
Masucha, 不要害怕。
So Krishna can take away all of our fear.
Krishna 会把我们所有的恐惧都拿走。
He can remove all of our distress.
把我们所有的烦恼都拿走。
But Krishna is so kind and wonderful that for his devotee, he'll even give more than that.
但是呢，这个 Krishna 对他的这个奉献者是那么的好，那么的仁慈，他甚至还要赐予奉献者比这些东西更多的东西。
That's only part, simply to have all distress removed.
啊，就是说去除所有的烦恼，这个只是给他给奉献者的一部分。
What does Krishna give to his devotee?
那 Krishna 他还会给他的奉献者什么呢？
He gives himself.
他把他自己。
That is the greatest possession. Krishna gives himself to the devotee.
这个是最大的一种拥有财富，就是说 Krishna 把自己就给了他的奉献。
One more short story and then we'll end.
啊，那还讲一个小小的故事。
Prabhupada tells this very nice story how Krishna gives himself to his devotee.
啊，啪啪的就告诉大家一个就是说Krishna 怎么样把自己给予他的奉献者的故事。
What's that?What's that? No, no, this is not
that.
No, this is another one. He tells a story of the Prime Minister of England. His name is Prime Minister Gladstone.
他讲了一个，就是说英国的一个大臣总理，他叫什么？那 name?
Gladstone.
Gladstone.
Very famous.
是非常有名的一个人物。
And one day he had an important appointment with the ambassador who was coming to see him.
那有一天呢，他就是有一个客人约了要去跟他见面，大使要跟他见面。
So the ambassador came to the prime minister's office.
那个大使呢，就到了总理的那个办公室。
And he introduced himself to the secretary.
他呢就介绍了他自己的那个秘书。
He said, "I am the ambassador. I've come to see prime minister."
他说我是那大使来见那个就是总理。
We are supposed to meet right now at this time.
我们现在应该是现在 就是见面了。
So the secretary told the ambassador, please sit down, I will go speak to the prime minister and tell them you're here.
好，那个总理的那个秘书就跟大使说，请你在这儿坐一下，我要进屋去通知那个总理。
So the secretary went into the prime minister's office.
那个秘书就进去跟进到总理的那个办公室。
And then she came back out and she said, please just sit, the prime minister will be with you shortly.
好，然后呢，他出来以后，他就跟那个大使就说，请你再坐一下啊，这个在很短的时间内，总理就会出来见你。
So the ambassador was waiting and waiting and waiting.
那个大使呢，他就等啊等啊等啊。
Time was passing.
啊，这个时间就这么过去了。
He started to think.I'm an ambassador. What is so important that he's keeping me waiting?
啊，他就在这个大使就在想着说，我是一个大使啊，他有什么重要的事情让我这么等他
？What could he possibly be doing now, which is more important than seeing me?
啊，就是说有什么事情他现在做的事情能够重要到都见不了我
？We had an appointment, and I've been waiting here half hour to meet with him.
啊，我们已经是约好了的，我在这儿已经等了半个小时了，在等他。
So he wanted to say something to the secretary, but the secretary was not there.
那他想要跟这个秘书说一些什么，但是秘书没有在他的位置上。
And he was becoming very disturbed.
他就变得挺生气。
So when the secretary left the prime minister's office, he saw that the secretary left the door partially open.
啊，那当这个就是说这个秘书他是出了这个总理的房间的时候，他这个大使就看到那个总理的房间呢，就是开着一条门缝。
So the ambassador opened up the door and looked inside to see what is the prime minister doing, which is so important.
啊，那个大使呢就打开门就看这个总理他到底在做什么重要的事情。
When the ambassador looked in, he saw the prime minister walking on his hands and legs.
哦，他一看大使在做什么重要的事情，他。双腿就趴在地上，跪在地上。
And his grandson was riding on his back like a horse.
而他的孙子呢，就把他当马正在骑呢。
And his grandson was kicking him.
而且他的这个孙子还踢他。
And every time the grandson kicked him, then the prime minister would jump up and move forward real quickly.
那每一次他的这个儿，就这个他的孙子踢他的时候呢，就这个总理他就会像马一样的，还一跃一跃的就往前去。
So Prabhupada said, this is Krishna.
Prabhupada 说这就是 Krishna.
This is what Krishna is doing. Krishna takes his devotees who are so important.
这就是 Krishna 在做的事情。Krishna 把他的奉献者看的是那么的重要。
That the devotees can control him by their love.
这个奉献者可以用他们的爱就控制住 Krishna.
That's much more important to Krishna.
这个对这个爱奉献者的爱对 Krishna 来说是更重要的一件事。
It's much more important than the business of this material world.
那个奉献者对 Krishna 的爱，那种爱心交流，比这个物质世界里发生的各种各样的事情要重要多。
Krishna can take care of the business of this material world simply by his energies.
嗯 ，Krishna 仅仅用他的能量就把这个物质世界里的一切都已经照顾好了。
But for his devotees, Krishna gives himself.
但是对他的奉献者 ，Krishna 就把自己给了。
Therefore, the devotee can control Krishna by his love.
所以说，这个 Krishna 的奉献者。可以用他的爱去控制 Krishna.
Just like the prime minister was controlled by his grandson.
这个就像那个总理被他的小孙子控制住一样。
It was much more important to the prime minister to be a horse for his grandson than to be a prime minister for the ambassador.
这个总理对他来说，当他的孙子的马要比去见这个大使，以这个总理的身份见大使要重要的多。
In the same way, it's much more important for Krishna to be a friend, a lover, or a son for his devotees.
那同样的道理呢 ？Krishna 当他的奉献者的这个儿子啊，这个爱人呐、啊朋友啊等等，要比其他的事情重要多。
Than to be God and the supreme supplier for everyone in the material world.
啊，比这个他当神，然后供就是维系整个这个物质世界里面的一切要重要多。
He can do that very easily by his energies.
他用他的能量就把这些事物轻易的处理掉。
But for his devotees, he gives himself.
但是对他的奉献者，他把他自己就献给他。
So we should try to become devotees.
所以我们应该努力的成为他的奉献者。
It is not very difficult.
这并不是很困难的事情。
We simply have to remember Krishna.
只要我们能记着 Krishna。
Chant Krishna's name.
吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名。
Talk about Krishna.
讲述有关 Krishna.
Hear about Krishna.
聆听有关 Krishna.
And Krishna says, "This is most dear to me."
那 Krishna 说了，从事这些活动 我是最喜欢的。
Anyone who simply dedicates his life to these very simple activities becomes very dear to me。
嗯，就是说，任何人只要用他的时间来做这些事情，那他就会成为我最亲爱的人。
And I will certainly reveal to him my whole spiritual world。
而我呢，无疑的就会把我灵性世界的一切都向这个人展示出来。
And give myself and my heart to them。
我会把我自己，把我自己的心都完全给他。
Okay。
Question is that you know, different people, they have a different the religions background. Then they come here, and we said Krishna is absolute truth. But you know, these people, they are in their group, they also been taught that their religion is absolute. So especially in Taiwan, so many religions group, so bewildered people.
But there's someone asked a question the other day, I thought.
Yes, already.
他说我记得是不是你们已经都问过这些问题了。
We're talking about the same person.
我们在谈同一个人呢。
If you love somebody, you can always know more about them, can't you?
那如果你爱某一个人的话，你总是想更多的知道他，是不是？
So if we want to love God, then we should want to know as much about God as we can possibly know.
如果我们真的想爱神的话，我们无疑的就想了解他的越多越好，是不是？
The more one knows God, the more he loves him.
他越爱，他越了解他，他就会越爱他。
Krishna is only one name of God.
那个 Krishna 只不过是神的一个名字。
Unlimited names.
他有无数的名字。
Krishna means all attractive.
这个 Krishna 这个名字意思是最有魅力的。
That is one name for Krishna.
但这只是 Krishna 的一个名字。
And everyone is attracted to God.
那每个人都是受神的吸引。
Because he can attract everyone.
因为他能够吸引所有的人。
That's what it means to be God.
这个才是神的意义所在。
Someone cannot attract us.
那如果有人他吸引不了我们。
If someone has no relationship with us.
如果有人他跟我们根本没关系。
How can that be God?
那他怎么可能当神呢？
Because God is the cause of everything.
神的意思就是说一切的那个最上面，它是一切的源头。
And there are different aspects of God.
那那个神它有不同的方面呢展现。
Srimad Bhagavatam it says Vedanti tat tat vidvidas tat vidyaj jnanam advayam rameti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabhyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth.
圣典博伽瓦塔里就说了，那些个就是有学问的超然主义者，他们知道绝对真理。
They call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan.
那那样的人就被称为是至尊天鹅呀，他们把那个绝对这些个了解绝对真理科学的人，他们把绝对真理看成三个方面，一个是梵的方面 Brahma， 还有一个是 Paramatma， 就是超灵，还有一个是巴格万，就是至尊神。三个方面展现。
These are different aspects of God.
这三个方面是 Krishna 的不同的展，不是那个是神的不同的展现。
They're all the same person.
但同样都是同一个人。
But they're different aspects coming from the same person.
但是呢，就是说这个同一个人，他展现的不同方面而已。
Brahman means his impersonal aspect.
那个 Brahman 就是梵，是他的非人格的一些特征的展现。
Paramatma means localized aspect.
那个超灵 Paramatma 是他在局部区域的展现。
God in the heart.
那也就是说，展现到我们每个人的心中，心中的那个神。
And Bhagavan means his personal aspect in the spiritual world.
那那个 Bhagavan 呢，指的就是说他在灵性世界里头的，完全就是那个人的形象，人的特征。
Prabhupada gives the example.
啪啪的做一个举一个例子。
Three men are standing on the platform of a train station.
啊，有三个人站在这个火车站的站台上。
Another, none of them have ever seen a train before.
这三个人以前从来没有见过火车。
So they're waiting for the train to come.
他们就等着那个车来了，能看看火车什么样。
Off in the distance, they see this big light coming.
那在很远的地方，那个火车的那个看到了那个灯光就 实际了。
The first man says, "Oh, look, there's a train."
那第一个人就说，哦，你们看，那就是火车。
And he leaves.
然后他就走了。
He thinks he's seen the train.
他以为他已经看到火车了。
So two men remaining, they see the train coming closer.
那另外两个人呢，还继续站在站台上，继续看那个近一点火车。
They see the light and they also see the form.
啊，那他们又看到了，不仅火车不仅有光，火车还有整个的形象。
So the second man says, "Oh, look, there's a train," and then he leaves.
那第二个人说，哦，你看这个就是火车，然后他就走了。
And then the third man, he sees the light and he sees the form, but he waits for the train to come to the station.
啊，那第三个人呢？他还是耐心的等待，看着这个火车的光啊，看到了火车的这个外形，然后他还是等着火车要进站台。
He walks into the train.
然后火车停在站台上以后，他就进了车厢。
He meets the engineer and the conductors.
啊，就是说那个什么那个火车的那个工程师啊等等，驾驶员都在。
Sees everything inside the train.
他就是火车的里面的结构，人他都看到。
Says no, so now I've seen the train.
这个时候他说，哦，我现在看到了火车。
So all three men they saw the train.
所以说三个人都看到了火车。
But two only saw a part. They didn't see everything.
但是前两个人只是看到火车的一部分，并没有看到全貌。
It's the same train.
都是同一辆火车。
It's not a different train, it was the same train.
这是没有什么不同的火车，是同一辆火车。
But two of them, their realization of the train was only partial.
但是呢，前两个人对于火车的认识只是部分性的认识。
It was the third had a more complete understanding.
第三个人对火车有一个完整的了解。
Similarly, there are different aspects of God.
同样的道理，神也有不同的展现。
There's God as the controller.
神他可以展现为的是控制者。
There's God as the provider.
神他是一切的维系者、提供者。
God in his impersonal aspect through his energies.
那个神通过他的能量展现出他的非人格的特征。
There's God as the manifestation within our heart, as the super soul.
而且还有神呢，他处在我们每个人的心中啊，他超灵讲过。
There's God in who has this relationship with this material world.
还有神呢，跟这个物质世界的这个关系的那个神。
And therefore, he's known as controller.
所以他因为跟物质世界，他被称为的是控制者。
Provider.
这个提供者。
So that is one aspect of God.
所以这些都是神的不同的方面展现。
But there's also more complete aspect.
可是呢，神还有更完整的展现。
But it's the same God.
但是都是神。
And he's specifically called by different names.
他被就是有很多很多的名字可以称呼他。
So we are not presenting anything which is contradictory to other religious traditions.
所以说这个 Krishna 意识所呈现的一切跟其他的宗教派别什么并没有任何冲突。
We simply say go deeper into your own religion.
我们只不过就是说你更能够更深入的去了解你那个宗教呈现的东西。
And try to understand who is God.
真正努力的真正了解谁是神。
There is always more to know about him.
有关神，我们这个对他的这个了解是无限的，你总可以更深入、更深入。
And the more we know him, the more we can love him.
我们对他的了解越深，我们就越能够爱他。
Anybody challenge that to love God is bad?
那有人能就是挑战说爱神是错的事情吗？不好的事情吗
is there anything anything higher than loving God?
那有没有人说有比爱神这件事情更高的事情？
That's the goal of all religions.
这个是实际上所有的这个宗教的最后的那个宗旨啊。
So that any religion which teaches its followers to love God is a bona fide system of religion.
所以说，任何一个宗教团体派别，只要他教导他的追随者去爱神的话，他就是真正的宗教。
So we are not telling them to give it up.
我们并没有告诉那些个来自不同宗教团体的人说你就放弃吧。
We're simply saying to add.
我们只不过就是说在增加更增加内容。
The more you add about God, the more you increase your love for Him.
你这个对神的了解越多越深入，你越爱他。
OK.
还有什么问题？
Why don't you go or you miss breakfast?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hi. I like it. Hi.
My name is
Nirvana. That's my heart.
laughing, you know.
I wasn't thinking of that one, the example.
Yeah, but I remember.
So, today, you have another point?
I have to go to book distribution seminar. Book distribution.